It's been a little while since this gentleman has graced our studios, and great to have him along talking politics, Professor Jim Jost. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Mark. Great to be back.
And look, we've got a lot to talk about this morning, and let's get straight into it. It is the Pauline Hanson One Nation Party. They are in a bit of trouble at the moment, aren't they?
Yes, there's a number of questions being asked around their particular organisational structure and whether the structure that they've now incorporated actually reflects what the Electoral Commission in Queensland and the Australian Electoral Commission wants. They're already under investigation over the plane issue as to whether the plane that James Ashby supplied, he has now purchased it, allegedly. Sure. In January, Pauline Hanson said it was the party's plane, but that seems to have changed now. So now we're back. They've incorporated their association and registered a business entity with a full ABN number under the name of Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party. This has posed some problems because, at least so it was reported on the weekend, and so the Labor Party's lodged a complaint, which you'd expect a major party to do, basically lodging the complaint to say that they haven't complied with the relevant clauses of the Queensland Electoral Commission.
So with all of these sort of things happening, I guess you've got to ask the question, why are they allowing themselves to fall victim to these type of things? Because there are rules and clauses in place that political parties must adhere to, but it seems like every week there's something new. How is this happening?
Well, one would like to say this is just ignorance or not paying attention. However, in 1999... this was the same. A similar problem happened, and this was the sort of issue that led Pauline Hanson to be charged under the Electoral Act, and eventually do a little bit of time in jail before she was finally had the conviction quashed. So you would have thought that they would be much more. She would be much more diligent about how the party operates and how it sets itself up, what its governance structures are. When we look at where it's at the moment, the governance structures are exceptionally, framed in such a way that Pauline Hanson and James Ashby are the people who make the decisions. Mm. The members of the party are simply there to make up the numbers. There's no reference to the members in the sense that they don't go back to the members for ratification or endorsement of anything. The two people at the top can make whatever decisions they want, without any recourse or any of the rank and file being able to say anything about it. This has caused a number of members in the party, and including endorsed candidates, to sort of dissent and resign or be asked to leave. You would have thought it would have been very simple, and in some ways they took the simple route, because when they did the association, when they did the incorporation process, they adopted the model association charter, if you like, that the is available to them in Queensland, which is basically a model of association that applies to small clubs and small groups and so forth that sort of want to incorporate. They adopted that. Then all they needed to do was to make sure that the relevant clauses required by the Queensland Electoral Commission for a political party, because they're more than just a group or more than just a community group, they are a political party wanting to put people into the parliament. So they need to actually have all of that up front, and they haven't actually incorporated those things.
You mentioned a little earlier on, Jim, that it does seem to be those couple of people at the top that are making all the decisions, which is having that flow-on effect of problems. Do you think this is something that generally is a side effect of parties that have somebody's name on the front and being kind of like a brand? I kind of think of the last time we saw this, and that was with Clive Palmer and the Palmer United Party. Similarities in a way?
Well, I think whenever a political party is formed around the name of the leader, you end up with a problem that they've got the name because the leader has public recognition, what you know the marketers might call brand recognition. So they've now created the party around that brand. When that leader disappears or retires or moves out, then the brand recognition issue, they're hoping it will stick, but it usually doesn't. What we've also seen with Pauline Hanson, both 20 years ago and again now, is a desire to simply rule from the top and not to be seen to have any internal sense of democracy within the party. And that's also something that the Electoral Commission looks at, because a couple of the clauses that they insist on being in the constitutions of any political party is that there are publicly known mechanisms for pre-selection of candidates and election of office bearers and all of that sort of thing, so that it operates on a sort of open democratic process.
So with all of that in mind, knowing that they're going down the same road as they did two decades ago, do you think that they will dig themselves out of this hole, or do you just see them going further and further down the rabbit, Warren?
In politics, the past is never a reliable guide to the future. But I think you could say they're heading in the same direction. There's a lot of imploding going on. Whether they will take stock and pull back, I guess I'll take a risky punt here and say, look, I don't think that Pauline Hanson does that. She's a bit of a sort of crash through a crash type, and it's her way or no way at all. So I think there's an issue here that unless they refocus how they're being projected. But let me say one other thing, though, that the legal process, if you like, could have a positive effect for her, in that it might consolidate a lot of support, because she'll be seen and will project herself as the underdog being picked on by the big parties, by the powerful, the rich, etc. And there's a little element of truth in that, but let's not get away from the fact that these are decisions that they take, and they have to bear the consequences of their decisions. It's no good saying, well, you're just doing that because you don't like me. Well, no, that's not necessarily the case. If you break the rules, then you have to bear the consequences.
Jim, we will watch that with some great interest. Who knows? They'll either get it right, or they'll go the way of the Palm United Party. Thank you for your time, as always. Always very insightful, Jim.
My pleasure, Mark.
It is Professor Jim Jost, Professor of Politics. We'll have some more from Jim next time at 2NURFM 103.7.